Johnson, both heard that whole damn thing on the radio.
They thought it was great.
They said, you came over here, really? Good, quite good, good, significantly, you know, they are.
But they probably did. You know, for our people, for an intelligent guy who's looking to get the story across and all that, not looking at it in terms of its impact on the swamp, they probably, and you know, that's sort of Marion's kind of people, the people who are asking those questions. He'd feel right at home sitting in the Detroit Economic Club. Was he here, too? Did he come in with Mark? Yeah, I've got the still don't have the people reports to show any kind of.
Well, that's, I was wondering if the people report. I know the new stuff was very big. They ran 10 minutes on one.
Sure,
I expected that.
CBS Detroit station, they concluded with interviews from people in the audience, and very favorable, highlighted by Lynn Townsend, who thought that they had produced strong and excellent answers.
Acceptance of his economic policies and improved himself politically. On the way out of the hall, the
favorable comments directed to the governor concerning the president were uniformly favorable. Senator Griffin's staff say the event was very well received. President gave a significant boost to the senator, and he was very grateful.
That's good.
The papers haven't had time to report it fully yet. Detroit Free Press, Iowa State Edition carried a headline, no time limit on contracts. Nixon tells Detroit Crown, front page picture of Nixon pad at airport. Voters and commentary very good.
Attorney General, please.
Sister's quite a guy.
Yeah, he is. He's so, you know, he must be accepting by.
God, I remember. When were you there before? 58? Or 56?
You know, I was in this room and said that they gave me a bad time.
Yeah, they didn't at all.
All for Christ. Somebody slapped us and said that. It was like falling off. Expect there. crappy.
Well, but it's
that isn't crap.
No, it's that one.
And this wasn't.
Staggers is the one that's given hell of a name. That works pretty good.
That's right. And he's not having time in the bird. Is
did you see where that fall? Who was that short?
I was
thinking, oh yeah, we started
and that first guy does that.
I'm inclined to think that seriously affects his credit
by certain nominator.
What do you mean certain?
Just completely, because that was a campaign speech. I mean, with the, you know, the, way beyond anything that has any analytical, anything else.
Vicious anti-Nixon.
It's more than a personal attack.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just that much more ammunition.
I mean, it shows his true colors.
I guess Mark
uses something to be used in a speech as an example.
As an example of this also, though, is something to be used internally in the CBS
trying to play.
Oh, yeah,
close to close.
I see.
Hmm.
Thank you. Sure, they talked, but I sent them a note on it because it's, that's one. It's just so blatant that it's.
Well, I
it was a mistake. I mean, it was just plain stupid for any commentator to go that far on hitting the President of the United States. It's just, you know.
We made it some speech in his.
Yeah. It is a speech in Maine. Kenny Bunkport.
In the name of God, we. Well, we know he's a vicious son of a bitch, you know. He's been cuts for a long time and then come in. Colson's had him in and he denies it.
He may have thought he wouldn't get caught. But, you know, if it was picked up in a wire service story.
It is wrong.
Sure
it is. It is wrong. It's a commentator. Now, he has a right to his views, but don't you think that he impeaches his position completely by
as his position as a commentator? I mean,
let me suggest that Colson should send that to CBS affiliates around, which is this man is supposed to be.
That's a good idea. Didn't have that.
How would that be? That this was an idea of a man with his head of some.
Well, finance guys can do that on that, you know, that.
There you are.
Project that they've got going on the affiliates. Is that? That's a damaging quote. That hurt. It seems to me, the more you get that out, the more it hurts the guy. I mean, we know he's bad.
Well, but you know, the thing that he could illegitimately object to programs. But when he went into motives,
yeah,
it says he has no, what was it, no commitment? Or
there's two very bad quotes that he had. One was, yeah, that you don't
care about work, you don't care about people.
Of course, you learn. But another was that you have no.
Let's see, I'm crying.
I pulled it out of the news story, which had more stuff in it than.